Hello guys, welcome back to Inner Works. If this is your first time listening, my name is Olivia. If you are a frequent listener, welcome back. What is up? I have missed you guys. I'm recording today's episode on a complete whim, and I'm actually really excited because I'm in a rambling mood, and like, I didn't want to talk to anyone. I kind of wanted to talk to myself, but also talk to you guys at the same time, which is literally me just talking to myself, but also like not. So here I am. I'm outside, literally in the jungle, so if you hear any random noises, I apologize. And it's not too windy today either, so I was like, perfect. I can record, and it won't be too windy, and I can just get some things off my mind, you know? And as soon as I say that, the wind picks up. The universe is funny. But anyways, I'm excited to be recording today. I have a couple little things that I want to ramble about and just vent about, and I'm going to do that today. I don't know what I'm going to title this. I don't even know really what I'm going to talk about, but I just know I'm in one of those moods where I need to just like speak and it'll flow, you know? Last night me and my friend Katie, we went to last night me and my friend Katie went to a drum circle. And they had fire dancing, and, like, there was a bunch of people. It was on the beach at sunset, and it was absolutely magical, and it was a perfect thing to experience right as I'm about to leave, because it was amazing. The energy was beautiful. There were so many beautiful people. It was so much fun. We didn't stay for too long, because we got there kind of late, but it was still such a beautiful experience, and, it was just a good thing to experience before I'm about to leave. And if you don't know, I'm in Hawaii. I was supposed to stay for 4 months, but now I'm leaving early. And yeah, I only have like 5 more days here, which is kind of sad, but I'm also excited because I'm going to be doing some more traveling and going to Canada, a part of Canada that I've never been to. And I'm really excited, and I'm going to take you guys along with me, which is crazy because when I started this podcast, I was in Orlando, and I think I said this a couple episodes ago too, but like, you guys have been all over the place with me because I'm all over the place. At first I was in Orlando, then I was in South Florida, now I'm in Hawaii, then I'm going back to South Florida, then I'm going to Canada, and honestly, who the hell knows after that, you know? But I feel like I like that, it's exciting. I don't know where I'm gonna be. I was just telling, me and my friend were just talking, I was like, dude, isn't it crazy how you don't know where you're gonna be in 10 years? And she was like, yeah, you could have kids in 10 years, like you could be living a completely different life in 10 years. And I was just thinking about it, and I was like, looking back at myself, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, I had no idea I was going to be in Hawaii. I would have never imagined. I literally would have never imagined. Like, I always wanted to, and I always kind of had, like, this instinct that I should go, but I never thought that I would actually be here. And so now I'm just thinking, like, where am I going to be in a year? Where am I going to be in 2 years? Sorry, I just saw someone walk by me, and I wasn't expecting it. I got distracted. But yeah, life's just crazy. You literally never know where you're gonna end up, and you just have to blindly trust the universe. And honestly, it's kind of terrifying. It's kind of terrifying. And I've been having a lot of death anxiety lately. And if you listen to my last episode, you'll know that I talked about the cliff jumping story where I literally almost could have died. And I think I've been having a lot of death anxiety after that because I realized that life is super short and temporary and beautiful, and death is not something to be afraid of, but I have a fear of my loved ones dying. And I don't even like to say that out loud. I'm gonna knock on wood somewhere on a tree maybe. Does that count? That might sound stupid. But anyways, I have a fear of my loved ones dying, and it's absolutely terrifying, and it terrifies me because like, I don't know, I don't have control over it. You know what it is? I realize now, as I'm speaking out loud, that it's a control thing. I am a control freak. I like to control my environment, my plans for the future, what I eat, how I live my life, and what the universe, or the plans that the universe has for me and my loved ones, is completely out of my control. And I think when I realize that, I get a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, I guess I could say, because like, it's the fear of the unknown, right? It's the fear of the unknown. And what's crazy is I know that I'm not my body. I know that death is just another realm, right? But, and it's not, it's even more beautiful than the human experience. But for some reason, it's still just terrifying to think about sometimes. And like, I get anxiety about it sometimes, which I haven't had in a long time. But yeah, I don't know. If you've been having that too, know you're not alone. And I guess what I should say to myself and to you, to any of you who may have been experiencing the same thing, is death is not something to be afraid of. You and your loved ones are protected. And you know what? Also, whenever I get anxiety about that, I just literally say out loud, I'm protected, or my loved ones are protected. And it's just an affirmation that I say. So highly recommend that to you guys. Whenever I get like deep in the anxiety of that, I literally write it out. I journal it. I say it out loud. It's kind of like almost saying a prayer. And I never thought that I would be like saying prayers, but I've come to realize that prayer, meditation, affirmations, it's all around, centered around the same thing, right? Speaking to the universe, speaking to your higher self. So yeah. Also, I've been having like a lot of intrusive thoughts. And if you don't know what intrusive thoughts are, look it up. I don't really know how to explain it. It's kind of just something that you experience. It's exactly what the name says, intrusive thoughts. It's like experiencing thoughts that you're kind of like, what the fuck? Why am I thinking that? And one of those that I get is about death. Like, you know, worrying about if I'm going to die or if my family's going to die or whatever the fuck. Or, you know, there's all sorts of things that I used to have intrusive thoughts about. And when I started microdosing for like a month period of time, my intrusive thoughts completely went away. I started understanding that I'm not my thoughts. I started becoming the observer of my thoughts. And I think I've become a little less aware of that. Like, if you've been listening, you'll know that I talked about, like, if you listen to my stagnant energy episode, you'll know that I've been talking about how I've been feeling kind of weird and ungrounded and in a stint. And along with that has come like anxiety that I haven't experienced in a long time, intrusive thoughts, like OCD type of stuff. And I thought that was past me, but I guess there's still stuff that I need to work through, right? Intrusive thoughts that I need to work through. And a big part of how I've been doing that is strengthening or getting deeper into meditation, because around that time when I was microdosing, I was also meditating, and that was a huge factor in me not fixating on my thoughts, me observing them rather than attaching myself to them. So I've been trying to meditate more frequently. If you listen to the last episode, you'll know that I said I was going to start microdosing again. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. Really excited for that, honestly. It's such a beautiful journey. Excuse me, had to burp. I'm also out of breath. I literally don't know how, because I'm just standing outside and I don't know why I'm out of breath. Well, I'm kind of pacing around, honestly, so maybe that's why. But anyways, microdosing is a beautiful journey, and I wish it wasn't so shunned. I mean, there's definitely more light being spread on psychedelics for assisted therapy, and psychedelics and microdosing for treating PTSD, anxiety, depression, all that stuff. But I feel like there's still a lot of stigmas around it, especially with the older generations. Like my parents are, or my mom specifically is like, what the hell are you doing? Like, she doesn't understand it at all. And that's okay. But I don't know, there's just so much research and so many things that I can't wait for more people to realize about the power and healing properties of these medicines. And I'm really excited to see what the future of, the future of herbal medicine, right? Because I feel like a lot of us are also starting to wake up to big pharma, and also starting to understand the like power of nature and the tools and plants and foods that nature gives us. Because I'm a believer that food is medicine, and along with that, I realized that plants and certain psychedelics are also medicine, and it's been a beautiful journey, and I've learned so much, and I highly recommend it. I'm not encouraging it to anyone who's underage, but what I am encouraging is everyone to do their own individual research Look up the John Hopkins Foundation, psilocybin therapy. There's a book by Michael Pollan called How to Change Your Mind about psychedelics. It's really good. Yeah, there's a lot of information out there now, compared to, like, you know, like 10 years ago. Like, I don't really think people were talking about this as much 10 years ago, but I think we're seeing a new wave of people wanting to learn more about it, what it is, you know, and the power that it holds, the healing power and properties that it holds. So I just highly recommend anyone who's interested to do your own research, and look into it, because it's a beautiful journey. Not for everyone, definitely not for everyone. Like I said, do your research, take everything I say with a grain of salt. Everyone is different, and no two people will ever have the same experience when it comes to microdosing or psychedelics in general, but it's definitely something to look into if you struggle with anxiety and depression. And I'm kind of nervous to say that, honestly. I'm just saying, because I feel like people are going to twist my words and say that I'm promoting something negative, but whatever. If you know, you know. And all I'm saying is, do your research, be careful, and speak to the universe. If you have questions, ask the universe and the answer will tell you. Or wait, did that make sense? If you have questions, ask the universe and the universe will answer you, is what I meant to say. But yeah, I've also been thinking about Gen Z and the way Gen Z functions. My generation is an interesting breed of species. And the reason I say that is just because I look at it from, like, a step back, and I look at all the exposure that we've had to technology, the exposure of what we've seen of the world, from the media and from social media and from the internet. And I think, and also, like, the access to technology that we've had, and what that does to us subconsciously and what that does to our energy. I think a lot of us had technology from a really young age, and I think that kind of programmed us to, I've talked about this before too, but I think that has programmed us to fear the world and to make us unable to focus, to make us unable to observe our thoughts. It's made us fixate on everything, right? And I think we're seeing that a lot now. Like, if you really look at it, so many people are on anti-anxiety medication. So many people are on ADHD medication. That's a huge one. And it hurts my heart, because I look at it like, I see so clearly why this world is functioning the way that it does. And not saying that I have all the answers. I definitely don't. Like, I don't really know shit. I'm 19 years old. But just based on the experiences that I've had and what I see within friends and family members, and it's really sad seeing everyone so unable to observe their thoughts, right? Like, look at how many kids are given ADHD medication for being or quote-unquote hyper, right? But if you, in reality, it's because of the food they're eating, the overstimulation from technology. Like, look at the food that we're feeding our children, right? All the chemicals, all the dyes, all the cancer-causing ingredients, all the dyes that are linked to hyperactivity within children. Like, we all understand that part, but then, like, we continue to give our kids medication that rewires their brain before it's even fully developed. And I've seen that within family members. Like, literally, family members have been medicated since they were young children before their brain was even able to develop. And it's frustrating, because I see so clearly why it is that our children are so, or I say our children as if I'm like a fucking world leader, but you know what I mean, why children in our generation, or Gen Z, are so hyper, so unable to focus, so depressed, so anxious. And that's because we're feeding them poison, right? We're feeding them poison with the food that they eat. Then the technology is poison as well. Poison to our energy, poison to our ability to be in the present moment. And then to fix it, we give them more poison. We give them SSRIs. We give them fucking ADHD medication, which literally changes the neural pathways in their brain and then makes them reliant on that pharmaceutical drug. And it's so sad. It's so frustrating. And I get so frustrated at this because people I love are affected by it so much. And it's frustrating. It's really, really, really frustrating. And I look back to when I almost went on an SSRI. And also, by the way, I'm not judging anyone who is on any sort of medication literally at all. I'm just speaking about my personal opinions, views, ideas, and experience within family members, experience within myself. I'm not judging. I'm just ranting about my frustration about Big Pharma. Because fuck Big Pharma. What was I about to say? Oh, yeah. I look back to when I almost went on an SSRI. I was in therapy, okay? I was in therapy, and I was really, I want to say I'm really grateful and blessed that I was able to have a therapist. And I was speaking to this therapist, and I told, this is crazy. I want you guys to actually listen to this, okay? This therapist went to medical school, okay? For however, or not medical school, but whatever. He went to school to become a psychologist. And I was telling him, this was before I started my podcast. This was before I did a lot of healing. I was telling him about inner child healing and shadow work and healing my shadows. And he had no idea what I was talking about. And I was like trying to explain to him, you know, I experienced things in childhood that affect me, that have affected me subconsciously. And are in those experiences or those reasons are the way that I function the way that I do now, right? The reasons I experience anxiety, the reasons I make experience OCD or depression or whatever. And I tried to explain to him that I want to solve the root problem of why I experience these things, right? I want to solve my anxiety, not suppress it. And I tried to explain to him, I feel like any sort of anxiety medication or ADHD medication would just suppress the reasons as to why I function that way, right? Because humans are not meant to be on SSRIs. Humans are not meant to be anxious or have OCD or have depression. And I think we've breeded a society that has normalized that. But anyways, I told this therapist, like, I want to solve the root problems, right? I want to get to my shadows. I want to heal my inner child. And they didn't know what I was talking about. And they recommended that I go on a antidepressant for my anxiety. And I really almost considered it. And I was like, okay, maybe that'll help. Maybe that'll help me be happier. And I realized that it wasn't the fact that I needed, to be happier. It was the fact that I needed to heal my wound, right? Heal my shadows, heal my energy, and then and align myself, right? I wasn't taking care of myself in the ways that I needed to be. I wasn't eating how I should have been. I wasn't getting enough sunlight. I wasn't taking care of my body. I wasn't focusing on my energy, right? And I tried to explain this to the therapist, and they wanted to put me on an antidepressant. And in my case, I knew that I didn't need it, but I considered it because I was like, okay, well, this is what the therapist is telling me I should do. And I really, really considered it. And then I had this download, this calling, this intuitive knowing that taking that would only suppress what I was feeling, right? It would have suppressed the anxiety rather than figuring out the root causes. And in my opinion, I feel like that's not talked about enough. SSRIs, in my opinion, literally just suppress people and brainwash us into not understanding our own emotions, right? To attaching ourselves to them, okay? Listen to this. When you say, I have anxiety, I am anxious, okay? I'm not saying that you don't, but when you say I am, that's affirming to yourself and to the universe that you are anxious. You're attaching yourself to anxiety. And the ego thrives off of that because it's comfortable, right? The ego thrives in pain, right? So when we say, oh, I am depressed, I am anxious, I am ugly, I am this, I am whatever, all the negative ways that we've been programmed to speak about ourselves manifest further in our subconscious, which is why we're unable to heal, and manifest further in our physical reality. So I look back to when I used to heavily attach myself to the labels of, oh, I am anxious, I have OCD, I have this, I have that. And the reason I wanted to do that was because I wanted some sort of, something to attach myself to, right? Something to rationalize and explain why I was feeling the way that I did. And I was not able to. And the only way that I knew I would be able to is if I labeled myself, right? If I labeled myself as, oh, I have anxiety, that would give me some sort of identity. And I think in our society, we all are at a loss of, we don't have a sense of self, right? We don't have a sense of the true self. So we create these labels to give us a sense of identity, to feed our ego, to help us rationalize why we feel the way we do, you know. And there's a million reasons why society tells us why we feel the way we do. But if you really take a step back and look at the way that our society is running, we're all depressed, we're all anxious, and all those issues are just suppressed, and we don't actually get to the root problem of them. And I think by doing that, it creates a sense of identity. Like I was saying, like when you say I am anxious, that's an identity. You're identifying yourself with anxiety, which just manifests it further in your reality. And because I used to say, like, before I was explaining to the therapist about, I want to solve my inner child, whatever, I want to solve my shadows or heal my shadows, whatever I said, I explained to this therapist, like, I just want to know what's wrong with me so that I can fix it. I was craving a label because I was craving a sense of identity. I was craving a sense of self. I was craving something that would rationalize why I felt the way I did. And I wasn't able to. And so I looked to a therapist, and this therapist labeled me as anxious, depressed, ADHD, OCD, all these issues. And that filled my ego and gave me a sense of self, when in reality, that was just a false sense of self and something that would allow me to fixate further on the things that I needed to heal, right? But not allow me to actually heal them. So it's just crazy looking back at that experience, because thank God I didn't go on the SSRI, because in my opinion, I would have completely just suppressed all the things that I needed to heal. I would have become reliant on something that wasn't actually solving the root of my issues. And it's crazy, because I've seen family members literally rely on certain things since they were children. And I don't know how much I should say or what I honestly can say, but my family members, I'll talk about my brother, for example. My brother started going on ADHD medication from a very, very young age. I'm talking like 6, okay? Trauma is linked to hyperactivity, okay? Combined with the food the poisonous chemicals that are in our food, right? Combined with technology, social media, all these things that we all had access to as children. And trauma was a big one too. Trauma is linked to hyperactivity. So my brother was labeled ADHD from the age of like 5. He was given ADHD medication, okay? Adderall, which is, I don't know the exact term, but Adderall is a very similar chemical compound to meth, okay? Look it up. I'm not making this up. He was given this medication, all these different medications from a very young age, and is still on them. 10 years later, he's still on these medications, relying on these medications, still struggling. And in my opinion, it's made it worse. And then because of that, all these other effects have lingered, right? So now he's depressed. Now he's anxious. Now he's, they've tried to, give him all these labels, when in reality, there's so many reasons as to why he is the way he is. You know, if you look at family stuff and childhood stuff, and like, I'm not going to go out here and blurt out all that on the internet, but like, there's so many factors that play into his quote unquote hyperactivity. Also, not to mention the fact that he's a kid. Kids are hyper. Kids have a lot of energy. And I feel like our generation has completely just skewed that and made us believe that we're all ADHD, that we're all anxious, that we're all depressed, that we're all these things. And we become reliant on that label. Our egos love that label because it gives us a sense of self. And it's just so frustrating. It's so frustrating seeing, and you know, and I have a sister too, and she's been on medications ever since she was a young child too. And I tried to explain this to her one day, and she literally didn't, she understood, but she didn't. And I was trying to explain to her that it's just frustrating, because when you go on medications like that, that rewire your brain ever since you're a young child, like, I feel, in my personal opinion, that it doesn't give your brain a chance to fully develop in the way that it's meant to. And let me just give a little disclaimer. I'm not saying if you are on any sort of medication to stop taking them. I'm not a freaking health professional. I'm not telling you what to do with your life. I'm not judging. I'm not shaming. I'm just talking about my personal opinions and beliefs and, you know, the things that I've seen within my family members. And I just get really frustrated at pharmaceutical companies because they don't give a fuck about us. And the FDA doesn't give a fuck about us, you know, for many multiple reasons, if you know what I'm hinting at here. The FDA doesn't give a singular shit about humanity or the health of the people. Because if the FDA and Big Pharma cared about the health of the people, then we wouldn't have the cancer-causing chemicals that we do in our food. We wouldn't have half the illnesses that we have. So it's just crazy, and it's frustrating, and yeah, it's just frustrating. It's so frustrating. I've been thinking about that recently, because I just see the effects that it has on me. I see the effects that it has on the people I love, that my family, the people around me, my friends, like my family. I think I said family twice, but you know what I mean? My siblings, whatever. So yeah, it's just really frustrating, you know? And it's hard to explain this to people because, what is that noise? Oh, sorry. Hold on, y'all. A big ass tractor or some shit. Intermission. Sorry. I love how unprofessional my podcast is. Like, there's always, like, burping, random noises, there's always chickens, you know? And I used to, like, edit, but now I don't. I don't see the point, because I'm like, I'm just going to free flow. I'm going to be my most authentic self. If you guys hear a tractor in the background, so be it, you know? That's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, but it's just frustrating, you know, looking at humanity and the ways that humanity's struggling. Because I feel bad. I want to help people in the way that I don't want people to experience pain in the way that I've experienced pain. You know, I don't want people to experience darkness and the effects of certain things in the way that I have, because I've done a lot of healing, and I just wish I could heal those. I wish I could heal those around me in the way that I've healed myself. And it's just sad because I've done a lot of healing, and I want to share that with the world, hence why I have this podcast. And it's just a big factor and a big part of my awakening and healing was realizing all the lies that I was being told from humanity and society, and that's really hard to explain to people without sounding crazy. So yeah. Dude, there's so many noises. Maybe I should end this episode. I don't know if that's a helicopter. I don't know what the hell it is now. But yeah. Yeah, that's what's on my mind, I guess. I didn't know I needed to ramble about that, but I guess I did. Another intermission, sorry. Sorry, guys. All right, I guess I'll end this episode because it's windy, there's helicopters, there's freaking tractors everywhere. But yeah, I love you all. If you don't follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is Olivia Beira, Beira. Follow me on there, send me a message. I love hearing from you guys. What else? Oh, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. That would really help me out. If you're listening on Spotify, press the follow button. Post the podcast on your story, tag me in it. I would love to see you guys spread the love. Sorry, damn. I think that was the second burp this time. Super professional. Thank you. I know. yeah, follow me on Instagram. I love you guys. You're the best. If you've been listening since day one, I love you. But if you're also a new listener, welcome. I love you too. And I can't wait to see what other advice I end up sharing, or what stories I end up sharing, or what I experience, so that I can share it with you guys. Also, I think I'm going to be making a podcast episode dedicated to the woofing thing, the work exchange that I'm doing, how I got here, how I moved here, genuine advice to any of you who want to travel but don't have a lot of money, like similarly to how I did. Because I would have really loved to hear someone's experience on how they traveled without a lot of money. So, yeah, I'm going to be making an episode dedicated to that. And I'm super excited because I've had a lot of you guys message me about that. So, I will end this here. I love you all. You're the best. And I will talk to you in the next episode.